Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cross Life Church, and Merry Christmas to you all as well. My name is Michael. I'm one of the pastors here, and I'm going to be giving a short Bible talk for this carol service. If you're here for the first time, then you've joined us at a really special time for our church. I love Christmas. Christmas is a great time of great joy where we get to remember the good news that our God has come into the world in the person of Jesus Christ. He's coming to save us, and that is great proof of his love for us and the fact that he cares for us. And we're going to do a bit of remembering of that as well as we kind of read through some of these Bible readings as well. Today's talk is on community at Christmas, and it's about why Christmas actually brings us together as a people and as a human race. And so I hope it's encouraging for you. Please let me pray before we start. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Christmas. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to rest, reflect, and remember your Son Jesus coming into the world. And we pray that as we remember what happened on that first Christmas, that this may give us a renewed sense of community, that we'll feel this connection to our fellow human beings, knowing that we are all united in Christ. And Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Shawshank Redemption is widely regarded as one of the best movies ever made. No exaggeration there. It's about a man who is wrongly convicted of the murder of his wife. He's sent to prison, and it's about how he escapes from that prison. There is a scene in which the main character, Andy Dufresne, is making his first friends in jail. Everyone knows him as the wife-killing banker, and a guy asks him, "Why did you do it?" And he replies, "I didn't, since you ask." And the guy replies, "You're going to fit right in. Everyone in here is innocent. Didn't you know that?" And I love that line in the movie. I love that wink and a nudge that comes with it. It's a bit tongue-in-cheek, isn't it? That idea that everyone in the jail knows that they are guilty, but they're kind of all in on the joke. There's this camaraderie, this community that comes from that shared joke, that shared illusion. And I kind of wonder whether that's not just a prison thing, but actually a whole world kind of thing. That deep down in our heart of hearts, we know that we're not great people. We know our own private thoughts. We know what we do in our homes when no one is looking. We know how we act when we're on the internet. We are not great people. But we have to play this silly game with everyone else in the world, pretending like we are good people because everyone else seems to be doing it. It's like everyone in this world is innocent. Didn't you know that? The only problem comes when we start believing that lie. When we start believing, thinking that we are better than other people, superior to them, that we have the right to judge and condemn them. And that's why the message of Christmas is so good, actually, because Christmas reminds us that we are not innocent, that we need help. And the amazing thing is that that shared guilt actually brings us together as a people. I don't know if you've ever felt this, whether you've walked past, say, the nativity scene at Westfield or opened a Christmas card with baby Jesus in the manger, and your first thought on seeing it is, "I am a person of unclean lips, and I dwell amongst a people of unclean lips." But that's kind of what we should feel when we remember the Christmas story, because the Christmas story reminds us of two things. First, all of us are sinners. And second, all of us are loved. And that unites us as a human race. And so firstly, all of us are sinners. That's what we see in the words that the angel says to Joseph about Jesus being born in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. The angel says, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." You know, notice there the assumption behind those words. The assumption is that we are all sinners. What is sin? Sin is turning aside from the way that God has made us to live. It's not just the actions of murder or stealing or lying. Those are just symptoms of a deeper problem, which is a heart that does not want to listen to God. And if we are honest with ourselves, we know that this is all of us. The Bible says so as well. Romans chapter 3, verse 10. None is righteous, no, not one. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All of us are sinners. But the funny thing is that once you actually realize this, this actually connects us together. You know, knowing that all of us are sinners leads to community, funnily enough. Because community is what happens when people share their vulnerabilities, when they share their struggles and their shame. It's like when you find another person who watches the same trashy TV shows as you do, right? Now, you're going along through the street, or you find a co-worker, another fan of Married at First Sight, right? You feel that bond, don't you? Another person who's watched the entire series of Fast and the Furious movies multiple times. Maybe a co-worker who, when lunchtime comes around, says, "Did someone say KFC?" Right? There is a bond there. You might be in the gutter, but at least you're in the gutter together. And there's a kind of goodness to that as well, because you don't judge each other then, do you? You know, knowing that we are all sinners is like that. Christians who can admit that they're sinners, that they're not better than other people, that we're all in the same boat, we're all in the same gutter, Christians like that have a humility and a kindness that you can't get any other way. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 2 says of the ideal priest that he can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. This is the way Christians see other people. Even for people who are completely different in language, culture, personality, we can sympathize with them because we are all sinners in front of God. It's also the reason why Christians get a bit uncomfortable with lecturing or nagging other people, because there's a bit of hypocrisy in it, and it generally does not help. There is a community that comes from knowing that all of us are sinners. But the Christmas story is not just a story about how all of us are sinners. It's also a story about how all of us are loved. It's a story about how far God is willing to go to save us. And we also see that in that same verse about the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus means God saves. All of us are sinners, but the reason Jesus came into the world was to save us from our sins. And Matthew doesn't spell it out right now, but the way Jesus will save us from our sins is by taking our sins on himself, dying in our place, taking the punishment we deserved so that we are holy and blameless before God. Christmas is a celebration of the love and faithfulness of God, working with his son Jesus to do this for us. It's a celebration of how much God is willing to give for us, entering our world and sharing our existence, being rejected and humiliated and killed for us, and doing all this even when we didn't deserve it. And this binds us together too. It creates community because God sent his son Jesus for the whole world. And if God loves everyone, then people who love God also love everyone, because if you love God, you love what God loves. I have the great privilege of being able to call most of you my friends. And if I haven't met you before, then what I hope is that we do become friends. But if you introduce me to one of your friends, my default predisposition is going to be for me to like your friend. You know, I think you guys are cool, and so I think that your friends are probably also cool, right? And it's kind of the same with the way that we relate to God. You know, if you think God is cool, well, God loves everyone. He wants everyone to be his friend. And we should want that too. This is why Jesus calls his people to love even their enemies, to think of everyone as their neighbor and to love their neighbor as themselves. Jesus calls his people to do no less than to love those whom God loves, which is to love everyone. And this is another way that Christians see people. Again, regardless of language, culture, personality, ability, Christians see everyone as people who are loved by God, made in his image and worthy of respect and honor. There is a community that comes from knowing that God loves everyone and sent Jesus into the world for everyone. And so Christmas reminds us that everyone here is actually not innocent, that we are sinners against God. But at the same time, Christmas reminds us that we are all loved by God despite our sin, loved enough for God to give up his Son for us. And this message of God's love for us creates community as we realize we are all sinners together and as we realize that we are all loved by God together as well. Christians who realize this will stop trying to divide the world into sides, into us's and them's, good guys and bad guys. Christians who realize this will always be open and seeking new friendships with people as well. They'll want to do things with other people rather than alone because everyone we see is someone God loves. The Christmas story creates community. Can I encourage you to be a community person too? Let me pray for us. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Christmas story. We thank you that these events that happened so many thousands of years ago, still have great relevance for us today. Thank you that your Son Jesus coming into the world reminds us that we are all sinners, that we have all fallen short of your glory, that we are all not good in your sight, that we're actually bad people. And thank you that that unites us. It keeps us humble. It keeps us honest. And Lord, we pray that we may see ourselves and the rest of the world this way, that we are all under your judgment and only saved by your Son Jesus Christ. But we thank you also that the Christmas story reminds us that we are loved by you, that you loved us so much that you sent your Son into the world to save us. And so, Lord, we pray that we may see the rest of this world as people who are loved by you and desire community with them as well. We pray that our church and we pray that our wider community may have that community that comes from Christmas. And Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.